With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Budapest today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio on hand to sign a civilian nuclear deal alongside Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán.
The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being. And it's not just close rhetorically, it's close in action and things that are actually happening. And I think some evidence of that is here today in the agreement that we've just signed.
Reporters asked Rubio about the upcoming U.S. talks with Iran over its nuclear program. He didn't have much to say.
I'm not going to prejudge those talks. I'm certainly not going to negotiate with Iran here in front of the press and on the stage. Our negotiators are on their way there now. They'll have meetings. We'll see what happens. We're hopeful there's a deal. The president always prefers peaceful outcomes and negotiated outcomes to things.
And Rubio's trip puts him in friendly territory with leaders who back Donald Trump and resist stronger support for Ukraine. Also at SRNnews.com, law enforcement agents have been gathering more potential evidence as a search for Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother heads into its third week.
The FBI said Sunday that a glove containing DNA found a couple of miles from Nancy Guthrie's home appears to match those worn by a masked person outside her house the night she disappeared. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her Arizona home on January 31st and was reported missing the following day. Purported ransom notes were sent to news outlets, but two deadlines for paying have passed. Authorities have expressed concern about Guthrie's health due to her need for daily medication.
As correspondent Elaine Carroll reporting in the pre-dawn hours this morning at Cape Canaveral, Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power. And
SpaceX's Falcon 9 aiming to launch 29 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit. Today's launch was the 10th flight for the first stage booster as part of the mission. This is SRN News. Indiana is turning a thumbs down to transgenderism. Michael Harrington has an update.
The state will no longer allow people to change their gender on their driver's license or any other government-issued identification. Indiana's Republican Governor Mike Braun has issued an executive order directing all agencies to, quote, enforce the biological binary of man and woman. A growing number of states are retrenching on transgenderism these days following a public backlash that began before President Trump's re-election and helped power it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation, quote, aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines murder. This is SRN News. Here now is Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is closed for President's Day. After ending higher on Friday, the Dow reopens tomorrow at 49,500. The S&P closed modestly higher, while the Nasdaq fell 50 points on Friday. Global markets have mostly advanced, but Japan's Nikkei 225 dipped ahead of the Lunar New Year holidays after new data showed weaker-than-expected economic growth in the latest quarter. Hong Kong stock market traded for half a day, while the markets in mainland China, South Korea, and Taiwan were all closed. India is hosting a major AI summit in New Delhi this week as it pushes to shape global rules and show its own AI ambitions. The five-day meeting brings leaders and tech chiefs together in what organizers call the first big AI summit in the global south. I'm Rich Thomason.
And you'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.